This is a podcast from WOR.
You never heard a radio show like this before. Following in the footsteps of his father and grandfather, Taxi Dave drove a taxi in New York City for many years. In fact, he was born in the front seat of a yellow cab. Join us for an hour of informative discussion with the only person in America to have hosted the Today Show one time. He's knowledgeable, he's witty, and he wrote this. The only one of his kind, and presented by Melrose Credit Union, this is the Taxi Dave Show.
This is supposed to be a democracy.
We're trying to run a city, not a democracy.
Sunday night, and this is the place to be, WOR 710. This is the Taxi Dave Show, and I'm Taxi Dave. We usually broadcast from New York City, and I'm tired of it. New York City is the only city where the 2nd Avenue Deli is actually on 1st Avenue. How can you have the 2nd Avenue Deli on 1st Avenue? That's not true. There are two 2nd Avenue delis. So for all you New Yorkers, you know the second 2nd Avenue deli is on 3rd Avenue. There's no 2nd Avenue deli on 2nd Avenue. Anyway. Snow, anybody? First 28 inches. Then we had a little tease last week. Came in and out fast, and now they're saying 4 inches in New York City for tomorrow. By or during tomorrow morning. Great. You know, Queens is not Antarctica. And unfortunately, I get into Queens real early that Monday morning after the Saturday night snowstorm, right? We were told stay off the streets that Sunday. Everything was hunky-dory. Highways were clear. Everybody's patting themselves on the back. And then I get into Queens. Mind you, I'm in Queens at about 5:30 in the morning or 6 in the morning, and it took me an hour and a half to get to my office in Queens. The worst snow plowing I've ever seen. It's snow plowing was no plowing. That was it. So let's see what happens. And with us a little later, we're going to have John McDonough in just a few minutes. He's a taxi driver, and he actually has a one-man show going on called Captivist, C-A-B, ha-ha. Get it? Well, a lot happened this week. Mayor de Blasio had his State of the City speech, and there's all kinds of stuff going on. You know all the parking meters in New York City? Well, there's 85,000 metered parking places in New York City. And by the end of the year, the mayor says you'll be able to pay for your parking meters with your cell phone. All right, so technology will enable the drivers to park without stopping at the meter and printing out receipts. And how is it going to be enforced? The NYPD's new tablet devices, the traffic enforcement agents will immediately determine whether the car that is parked is paid up. So the 13,700 muni meters that Bloomberg put in across the five boroughs for the 85,000 metered parking places, those are going to stay in place in case you still want to pay, if you want to pay by coins or New York City parking cards. The tablets, in case you're interested, were already ordered, and they were part of a technology upgrade for the entire police department. I believe that was last year. In the mayor's third State of the City address, there's just so much to talk about. You know, I think I do better with a co-host. And John McDonough actually has his own radio show on another station. I've been on his show, he's been on this show, and this is kind of special. You know, I'm not allowed, by the way, I was warned not to call the big game what we all know it's really called. So I'm going to call it the Super Bowl. Why not? I just added one letter. So the Super Bowl is going on, and I'm glad that Taxi Dave gave everybody an alternative to watching the Super Bowl. If you're interested, Denver 13, Carolina 7. Just a couple of minutes left. You know what? Without further ado, let's get our guest on. John McDonough, welcome to the Taxi Dave Show.
Dave, thanks for having me on. It was a big decision. Should I have been on last Sunday or the Sunday before with a blizzard? This one with the football? Do you have an earthquake plan maybe for next Sunday? So more people are listening. I mean,
yeah, I'm doing my best. I'm doing my best not to get people riled up here. It seems like before I go on the radio, something big happens. And by the way, everybody, don't forget, don't drink and drive, especially this evening. All right, we know it's Super Bowl is on, but take a taxi if you have to go home.
And that's why we have the Wave app, which alerts you to a lot of things that are going on in the city.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
So, before I get into some taxi business, I don't know how much time you can spend with us. Hopefully, you'll spend some time with us.
As much as you want. I'm in for the long haul, as I say.
Oh, that's good. That's good. So, do you know any other places like the 2nd Avenue Deli with a name and they're not there?
No, but the one that is still there is Katz Deli. I mean, as long as we have Katz and you get your little ticket going in and you get your pastrami, that'll take about a week to eat. I mean, at least you have that. But it is amazing with the line that's outside of there now with the tourist bus pulling up everybody lining up and no one knowing how to order or what to order or how the ticket works or anything like that. But that is still one of the great New York institutions still left. You know, we should just talk about what's left, not what's not left. It's just because there's very few things left, particularly in Manhattan. I mean, there's no more gas stations, there's no more bodegas, there's nowhere anywhere. I mean, it's just they've gotten rid of everything in Manhattan.
Do you live in Queens?
Yeah, no, I do.
Did you experience what I experienced trying to get to work 2 days after the snowstorm?
Well, you said trying to. We didn't have that option. We couldn't get to work because we weren't plowed out. I mean, you were bringing up about de Blasio. I think there's a pattern here. He was going after the horse and carriage, the pedicabs, the helicopters downtown. It just seems he has something against transportation or people moving around with the things that he's trying to go after. Even he banned hoverboards. I mean, the guy is unbelievable. What he spends his time with when he's not campaigning for Hillary out west, that he's going after anything that moves, literally, here in the city.
Well, while you mention that, the MTA has banned hoverboards from all subways, buses, Long Island Railroad, Metro North, Staten Island, Accessoride. And it was like the hottest gift during Christmas time.
And literally. As they were blowing up.
Yeah, the hottest foot, the hot foot hottest gift. The Hazardous Material Safety Administration said that the lithium batteries can pose a fire and explosion risk. That's not very good, you know, if you have it packed away somewhere, like in an airplane or something. So spontaneously they can catch fire. And there were some people whose homes were damaged, and so were the people. NYPD is going to enforce it on the subways and the MTA police on the others while we're on hoverboards. The mass... Third State of the City address. Okay, what was interesting was he has it at my old partial alma mater, Lehman College in the Bronx. And reporters line up as they always do, and they're waiting for the big news. And, you know, the mayor starts with one city campaign theme and spoke about his accomplishments, you know, first half of his term, universal pre-kindergarten, paid sick leave, finishing the contracts with municipal employees, which was big, something that Bloomberg never did in 12 years, you know. And all of a sudden, people start leaving the press conference because two cops were shot like a couple of miles away in the Bronx. So that was a lot of fun. But what he is going to do, he's going to revitalize Governor's Island and create it, make it a new neighborhood where, you know, people and businesses can live and work there all year round. So, you know, that's something new, to create a new neighborhood. But he's also creating a retirement savings program for the private sector, and that would be run by a city-initiated board. So, and something that we, you know, that will affect transportation all in all is the a 16-mile-long streetcar line that would go along the East River in Brooklyn and Queens. And the interesting thing now, if you take public transportation from Brooklyn to Queens, you actually have to commute right through Manhattan. And this streetcar will take you along the waterside from Brooklyn to Queens without going into Manhattan. I guess what he did was he's receiving funds from major developers to do this, and if he does it privately, he doesn't need New York State approval. So, John, I think he finally figured out a way not to be upstaged by the governor.
Well, he's trying to follow what Bloomberg had did, doing the extension of the 7 line over to the west side. But it's unfortunate, all the things you're talking about, it sounds like a lot of work. So we have to give the city council a raise because, God forbid, they can't live in the city under $130,000. And if you remember, Councilman Rodriguez says, I live in Washington Heights. I need $175,000 to live here. I mean, it is unbelievable what they say they need to live in the city and what actually the people that are living here make. It's just incredible what the city council did this week.
Yeah, nothing like voting yourself raises, huh?
Yeah, I wish we could do the same thing in the taxi business.
Well, somebody can. You know, somebody can. They can say, you know what, let's charge three times the normal rate for today.
Yeah, do our own price surging.
Yeah, there we go. But people know what the price is on yellow cabs. And is that fair, John? Is that fair to have one segment of the industry that basically
The angle I come at it is that the taxi industry has to change their business practice. Like, the 12-hour shift, the reason Uber is winning a lot of the things is because you can sort of regulate when you work. I know when I go in for my day shift, I go in at 4 in the morning, I have to work till 4 in the evening. If we could start breaking up the shifts into 6 or 8 hour shifts with the corresponding lease rates, I think it would make it more appetizing for people to drive yellow cabs instead of doing the 12-hour shifts. And I think the people at the garages and that have to really rethink how they're running their business. What was good 10 to 20 years ago, it is not any good anymore. And they have to follow some of the things that are going on around the city. So I would just tell any of the owners out there, you know, really start rethinking what's going on at the garages.
Well, the Taxi and Limousine Commission did pass a few new rules, and one of them calls for a lot more flexibility on the amount of time drivers can lease. And also, you know, besides a lease cap, if the driver and the owner agrees, they could actually go back to a percentage for the day or for the week or however they agree on it.
Now, that's thinking, as they say, outside the box, because they have to do that. They have to do. We can't sit around and start complaining about all these other things that are going on. They have to be proactive and go out there and do something and not, I mean, we can complain and go to the TLC and try to make it a level playing field for all the cabs out there because, as you know, and your show goes on every week about it's not fair what's going on out there with the price surging and dropping at 15%. So there's more people taking Uber cabs. I tell you, Dave, doing the day shift, getting airport jobs now in the morning is almost non-existent. When there was a time you could go up to 8th Avenue or 9th Avenue, you would see people outside with suitcases heading to LaGuardia or Kennedy. You don't see that anymore, and that's just taken a big part of the business away, having that, because there's no price surging at 4 in the morning, and they've dropped the rate 15%. So it's just unbelievable what's happening out there to the yellow cab business.
I remember when I drove, wasn't uncommon on the Upper East Side, the Upper West Side, you know, even 6, 7 in the morning, to have people come out with suitcases and hail the yellow cab, you know, take me to LaGuardia, take me to Kennedy.
That used to be the norm,
But
that's not happening now anymore, and it's unfortunate.
Before we talk about your show, or you know what, let's talk about your show, and then you'll stay on, and we'll talk about other things here. Why don't you tell us, is it pronounced Captivist?
Yeah, it's a combination of cabbie and activist. And it's I have a one-man play. It's 1 hour. And I talk about my 35 years of driving a yellow cab. And I have a show that I do it once a month at the Cell Theater at 338 West 23rd Street. And I'm doing it the next time is on Thursday, February 25th at 7 p.m. And the only way to get tickets, you have to go to the website, The Cell Theater, theatre.org, and you can buy tickets there. And I just tell a lot of the craziness that happened in my life driving, not so much, do you know who gave me a tip or who didn't tip, but just some of the things that I got involved with documentaries, reality show, because I consider myself a reality show reject, because it seems every reality show I got involved with, it ended in disaster. And I just tell stories, and I have video and newspaper clippings to back up some of the stories I tell, because if you listen to the stories, you would say, no, that never happened, there's no way. But then I do a let's go to video, and then you'll see the video of maybe part of the reality show that never aired, but you recorded some of it that they try to sell out in Los Angeles. So I tell all these stories about what it's like and how when I started out driving a cab in the late 70s and 80s and how somebody got in and they wanted to go to the Lower East Side down to 8th Street and Avenue B. They weren't going to an art gallery. They were going to a shooting gallery, and how they would say, listen, could you wait here a second? I'm going to run into this building. I'll be right out. So now I'm involved with a drug deal. He's either going in to rob the drug dealer or the drug dealer is going to rob him and he comes running out. So you tell the stories. You go to the Lower East Side. No one could ever believe what that used to look like. It looked like Berlin after World War II.
It did look like World War II after Berlin. Absolutely. You know, and it wasn't the best place to pick up fares because 9 out of 10 were junkies, right?
Yeah, and that's why you would wait for the person to come out when he was going into cop, because you weren't going to pick up on the Lower East Side, and you were taking that guy back to the neighborhood that he came from. Because, you know, it's hard to believe. You wouldn't pick up anybody on Avenue A or Avenue B, because it was known as the Alphabet Jungle. It wasn't the Lower East Side or LES now. It's got a nice acronym to it and everything like that, you know?
We're speaking to John McDonough. He's in a one-man show called The Cabtivist. You're listening to the Taxi Dave Show. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Our phone number is 800-321-0710, and our email address is taxihale@aol.com. And if people wanted to see your show, your one-man show, which is a comedy.
Yeah, comedy, but listen, you're driving a yellow cab, it's a bit of tragedy, too. I mean, come on. I mean, you stay in the cab that long and drive 12-hour shifts, there's only so many jokes you can get out of it. And I tell some of the horrible stories of some of the passengers in the beginning. I tell one particular story about how the cops put a homeless woman into the back of the cab and how that ended up. And, you know, just stories how we're so involved of what goes on in the street. A lot of times ends up in the cab, and I tell that. And just the other things that are happening. So I've gotten very good reviews from the New York Times and the Daily News and Malachi McCourt, whose brother taught you at Stuyvesant High School.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, so, you know, they all liked it. And I've been doing very well. I've been selling out every month, and I'm hoping to do that now again with your assistance on Thursday, February 25th. The Cell Theater is on 23rd Street between 8th and 9th, and you just go to their website, thecelltheater.org, and get what the few tickets are still left.
Thecelltheater.org. That's cool. By the way, it's halftime in the Super Bowl, and it's still 13-7 Broncos.
Listen, that only matters if you have a box, David. you know the deal. What the quarter was.
Well, why do you think I'm announcing it?
Yeah.
for all those box takers, and that's.
Oh my God! Is. There's people having heart attacks right now, spending the money. Oh, I got the numbers at halftime. Oh my God.
Okay, let's take a caller. Gloria, you're on the Taxi Dave Show.
Hi, Dave. How are you?
Okay.
I wanted to mention how ironic. When Uber went on strike, and it was on New York One, it was all over 1010 Win, and even the commissioner wants to back them up. Meanwhile, us yellow cabs, we go to rallies, we do what we need to do. We don't come out anywhere, no, except for your show, of course. And the commissioner could give a crap about us. What do you think about this?
John, I'll turn it over to you.
Well, I think, Dave, you know a lot more because I know from listening to your show, you go to the actual meetings and everything. Like, when you're driving the cab, it's very hard to get a grip on what's going on in the industry, even, you could say, with the demonstrations or whatever. But the real taxi industry is when, I see you a couple of times when I go to the few TLC meetings downtown, that is where the business is taken care of that affects all the cab drivers out there. But listen, the industry is changing, and the one thing I don't like, and I think there should be a law, that anybody that's on the TLC, there should be a moratorium that when they leave the TLC, they cannot go on to the board of Uber, Get, or any of these other apps, because I think it's such a conflict of interest that they get to vote on these apps like Uber, and then they leave the TLC, and Uber hires them on their board. So it should be just like the federal government. A lot of them, they can't join any of these, become lobbyists for a couple of years. This way it takes away a little bit of that incentive about how they're voting, because it is so outrageous, and it's happened already, that members of the TLC board go over to the Uber board after they leave, and they get a nice big paycheck for doing a job well done when they voted for all these things that are going on with the apps.
Even if they're not on the board, just working for the Taxi and Limousine Commission and being in a position to suggest policy, you know, you call the TLC, everyone's a policy analyst. I don't know what that means. You know, I think the guy who cleans the bathroom is a policy analyst also. So there's a million policy analysts. And if you are a policy analyst for any city agency that's doing business with any private company, and then you go work for that private company, you know, something is definitely wrong.
Yep.
You know, I agree with you 100%.
And the law needs to be changed. You see how the sausage is made, Dave, because you go to all of those, I don't know how you do it, but you do attend those meetings downtown, and you see how it's done.
Well, I'll give you a little heads up. My editorial this month in the Taxi Insider newspaper is called Politicians Support Injustice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And it goes back to, I mean, the latest, you know, correlation is that for hire transportation study. You know, the study says that it has particular additional congesting impacts, you know, all the additional for hire vehicles that hail subject both driver and passenger to potential unsafe and accountable rides, the e-hails, could result in a predatory pricing or fraud. The city should pursue criminal prosecution against those who flout the law. And it goes on and on that they should ensure accessibility for the non-taxi for-hire vehicle sector. And on the other hand, you know, there's tens of thousands of more vehicles. How can you come out and say it doesn't affect the environment and it's not affecting traffic? It doesn't make sense to me. You know, it doesn't make sense to me. And I don't know of any politician who stood up and said, this is nonsense. This is bullshit. Okay? This is like the Super Bowl. You know, you can't say what you want to say, you know, under penalty of what? Under who? You know, but you can vote yourself a raise. That's okay. Hey, let's vote ourselves a raise. You know what? It's not enough. I think we should get more. Nobody cares. It all started with Bloomberg. When you buy a third term, when the public votes twice and says, no, I don't want you to run for a third term. You had two terms. That's enough. Get on your horse and get out of town. We want someone else. And then he manipulates city council members who, by the way, were ready to leave after their second term and say, hey, you vote for this, you're in for a third term. So they vote for a third term. The mayor ends up spending roughly $72 per vote, and he couldn't do it through the people, So he did it legislatively, voted himself in. And as we all know, the third term was a disaster, you know, for sectors of the industry, of any industry, that he didn't like. Because he was Mayor Bloomberg. Did anyone stand up to that? Did anyone say that other than Tony Avella, who said, hey, I'm not staying for a third term. Thanks a lot. But my constituents said no, and I'm getting out of town, just like they wanted. Mm-hmm. But the mayor didn't. And where's the outcry from the public? Where's the outcry from other politicians? Okay? And then, well, that's how I feel about it, Johnny. How do you feel about it?
No, I mean, you're right. They call all the shots and they regulate it. Like, it would be nice if they just listened to the yellow cab drivers. Like, did we really need to have a phony report to tell us that you add 10 to 20,000 more cars in Manhattan and there's more traffic? And they can actually come up with a report that says there isn't more traffic or there might be a little? I mean, you've got to be kidding. You wonder, first of all, you got to follow the money. Who paid for this report? Whose interest was the report for?
The city paid $2 million for that report. $2 million.
There's no traffic. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I'd like to mention something.
Oh, Gloria's still with us.
I'm still here. I'm listening. I love everything that you guys are saying, but if we have all this information, who is going to be brave enough to bring it all out in the light?
You know what? People are afraid of the media. And now that the Taxi Dave Show is number one with all the listeners I have, you'd be so surprised. I mean, the New York Times, in case you don't know, folks, your radio show co-host, actually, John.
That's right. Corey Kilgannon made you a New York character. But that was something WOR knew before the New York Times article. They just verified what everyone else knew.
Well, thank you very much. And I got it because a photographer for the New York Times listened to the show. And he says, hey, I got this guy on the radio. You know? So people are starting to listen to what we have to say. And they have to be told by their constituents, hey, what the heck are you doing? You didn't oppose this? What the heck are you doing? You voted for this kind of increase for yourself? You know, I'm making $30,000 a year, and you can't live on $148,000 a year? You know what? You don't have my vote next time.
Dave, could you imagine I get together with a couple of yellow cab drivers? You know what? I'm going to make the initial drop $10, and now I want $5 a mile, all right? Everybody here voting, yellow cab, we vote, okay, that's it. We're going to do that. We're starting that tomorrow. I mean, that's essentially what the city council did. They got together themselves and said, you know what? We're so great. We deserve a raise. Let's give it to ourselves.
All right,
so,
when
you
want to
play that game? Let us play that game.
When we come back, we'll take some more of your phone calls. Definitely some more of your phone calls. You know, my father drove a yellow cab with Neil Greenbaum's father, Andy, who was the founder of All Taxi Management. FHV drivers, you can drive a yellow cab if you join the All Taxi family. Drive yellow and earn green. All Taxi Management is located at 4125 36th Street in Long Island City, conveniently located near the 7 train. All Taxi is the leader in taxi leasing, run by third-generation taxi experts. For no money down, you can own a new 2016 hybrid or a great used vehicle. Whether you want to drive full-time, a day shift, or a night shift, work with the folks who have a great reputation. All Taxi Management, 718-361-0055. And as I said, when we come back, we will take your phone calls. Thanks for hanging with us. Some of you got disconnected already or got tired of waiting. We will get to you. We're here with John McDonough, the Captivist, his own one-man show. Stay tuned for more of the Taxi Dave Show.
If the relationship that you have with your bank is the third teller from the left, then maybe it's time to rethink your relationships. At Melrose Credit Union, they believe you should get much more from a banking relationship. That's why they provide their members with a business services specialist, a dedicated individual who takes the time to get to know you and who is responsible for handling every single interaction you have with the credit union. So you can continue to wait for teller number three or head over to Melrose Credit Union. They look forward to getting to know you.
Gifford Insurance Company is located at 3601 43rd Avenue in Long Island City, New York. Gifford has served the for-hire industry for over 20 years. We are very proud to meet your commercial auto, workers' compensation, and fire, theft, and collision needs. Please visit our website for additional information at HerefordInsurance.com, www.HerefordInsurance.com, or contact us at 718-361-9191. Hereford Insurance, we help move New York. And a reminder from Member Brokerage Service, it's now insurance renewal time. Stop by soon to review your rates. Their licensed professionals will review your policy and your options and get the discounts and get you the lowest possible rates. Renew early. Stop by Member Brokerage inside the Melrose Credit Union at Queens Boulevard, 139-30, Queens Boulevard by Hillside Avenue. Not only do you get great service, but hot coffee and a free gift. You can also call them at 718-523-1300. Get your insurance from a broker with endurance. Member Brokerage, a Melrose Credit Union service organization, the home of Taxi Dave.
This is the Taxi Dave Show.
The best show on WOR. It's the only show I listen to.
You're gonna want that. Walk that highway till you die. And all you children, go my way.
Taxi Dave is back. Brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. We're here with John McDonough. We have an email. Dear Taxi Dave, Uber says they are creating job opportunities for people. Went to Chicago on business, took an Uber car. I spoke with my Uber driver named Charles, who told me Uber drivers used to drive 60 hours a week in Chicago, used to make $1,600 a week, are now making $800. Turning taxi driving into minimum wage profession is not something Uber will talk about. That's from Mitch. Thank you for that email. And let's take Alex. You're on the Taxi Dave Show.
Yes, hi there. Thank you for taking my call. I love your show, by the way. It's awesome. And my riders tune into your show, too, whenever they're in the car. I've been driving Uber for about 3 years now. I've driven in a couple of cities. I just came here from L.A., been here a couple of months. And what Uber does is they lower the rates where it's beyond minimum wage. You're actually working at a negative. And it hurts the drivers so much, and then by doing that, they kill taxis. I'll give you an example. In Detroit, it's 30 cents a mile, which means, according to even IRS's outdated per-mile deduction, you're operating at a 21 cents per mile negative. But what they do is they trap the drivers. They always actuary the numbers. Once they have enough drivers, you're already bought the car, you're kind of trapped. And they lower the rates.
And how do you continue to work for them in different cities?
You just have to get that state's driver license and change your license plate.
Oh, so you don't lease a car from them, is that correct?
No, I own my own car.
I see. So you're talking about the guys who think that they're going to get the golden road to unlimited devotion, and they get there, and they end up making less than they would if they were, let's say, drive a yellow cab.
Oh, yes, for sure. And it's a shame because they're preventing people, millions of people all across the United States, from making decent living and supporting their families without any skills. My friend's dad, he was a taxi driver in L.A. He put him through law school, and he put his brother through med school with his taxi salary. You can't do that anymore with Uber salary or taxi salary in L.A. or anywhere else. It's criminal. I wrote you an email. I'm starting a project on trying to raise the rates back up. I don't know if you got it or not, but...
All right. I'll certainly look for it, Alex. Hey, John, you want to speak to Alex?
No, but he's right. It's called a race to the bottom. I mean, you know, particularly in New York, when they said they can lower the rates and you can get more fares, there's only a certain amount of fares per hour you can do, particularly in Manhattan, because of the traffic. They can lower it to whatever. You're still only going to do four or five fares, no matter what the price level they have it at, because they try to pretend and they say, oh, we're going to lower it so you get more fares. No, I'm not going to get more fares because I can only do so many fares per hour, no matter what the price is, just due to the traffic that is in New York City. So if I'm doing four or five fares per hour, no matter what the price is, it should be higher, not lower. Because I'm not going, I can't possibly physically do more fares per hour. It's impossible.
Alex, thanks for calling the Taxi Dave Show. Appreciate it. Chabelle, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Thanks for the great show, David. How you doing tonight?
Okay.
Okay. Uber is eating steak and their driver sucking on the bones. You know who sucks on the bones?
Who?
I don't have to tell you. You'll figure it out. Anyway, according to John, I do like the idea about switching shift. We do have the odd and even medallion number starts like 8 or 7. Number 8, for example, this is the even. They should finish this month or for 1 month or for 2 weeks. They should try to do this program. The odd, they should finish like at 3 o'clock. The even, they should stay, finish at 6 o'clock every 2 weeks. They should rotate those shifts.
That's
it
a
will
good
help
idea.
To recover. It will help to recover the during rush hour to keep the cabs on the road for a little bit longer.
Well, here's something that has nothing to do. Oh, do you want? Let me let you finish your thought. Go ahead.
Okay, Uber, Lyft, and Via, they are trying to destroy the taxi business. Including their drivers are protesting in front of Uber headquarters in Long Island City. Reason of their protest because they are not making money.
Those so Alex was right. You think Alex was right? Who called?
That's for sure. He's right. They signed up for those contracts. Those drivers, they cannot quit. Otherwise,
they should servitude.
And as long Uber, Lyft, and Via, they are in the business, taxi business, it will never be the same. You do have some clean politicians and some dirty politicians. I don't know how much dirty politicians got paid by those companies, by Uber, Lyft, and Via. Shame, shame on our government, shame, shame on local government to have corruption in the United States. This is United States, you know, it shouldn't be any corruption, but that's too bad.
Wow, strong words from our caller, Chabelle. Thanks for calling. You know, here's something you should know. The New York State Assembly, they have a proposal that would revise the state tax code, and the top income tax rate to all taxpayers earning $1 million and higher would go up, and also raise the tax rate for those earning between $5 and $10 million, and for those earning over $10 million. Now, according to the speaker, the measure would generate enough money for the state to ensure the essentials for schools, for infrastructure, and other public priorities, whatever he means by that. For the state's lowest earning workers, the assembly proposal would increase the earned income tax credit by 5 percentage points over 2 years. And the head of the Senate, Majority Leader John Flanagan, says whether it's income taxes, property taxes, business taxes, user taxes, or tolls, we don't support raising taxes or asking hardworking New Yorkers to dig deeper into their pockets to pay more. So there's two sides to that story. You live in Jersey? Well, you should know that New Jersey road deaths fell by less than 1% last year to 554. That's near record low, but if you ride a bicycle in New Jersey, look out, because bicycle deaths ballooned 64% last year in New Jersey. Hey, Jersey! Look out for those Jersey drivers, and nothing personal, folks. All traffic deaths declined more than 25% from 748 in 2005 to 556. Killed 1,517 people on foot and 143 people on bicycles between 2005 and 2014. You know, now Mayor de Blasio has claimed Vision Zero. Deaths fell 5% last year to 133, and bicycle deaths actually dropped 30% to 14 in New York City. So the steps that Vision Zero took in New York, speeding tickets were increased by 59%. They installed 140 speed cameras near schools, and they closed parts of two major parks on weekdays. They're also planning the redesign of Queens Boulevard. The only thing New Jersey can boast about in the report that came out, one major safety gain. Motorcycle deaths plummeted to 49 after 10 years where they averaged about 75 deaths on motorcycles a year. So good for the motorcyclists, bad for the bicyclists. And I guess the Super Bowl just started again. Let's take another caller. Let's see. JFK Mike, are you there?
Yes, Dave, I'm here. And the big news of the day is that the Taxi Insider newspaper is at JFK, at your favorite watering holes, and it's also at the mini mall at the end. So I guess that's the breaking news right now for our side of the tracks.
Okay, and you can read the editorial entitled Politicians Support Injustice.
Right, and the other thing is, as far as this, I think there's like a game on or something.
The Super Bowl.
I don't know. It's like listening to paint dry. I mean, it's like, two tiny market teams. I don't have a dog in the fight. What am I there for? It's like, well, if I want to yell at somebody, I'll call my ex-girlfriend.
Oh, that's not nice.
And listen. But what do you call it? And your friend there with the show, I think all the cab drivers will go down and see, support the team there, see your friend over on February 25th. And I'd just like to say, maybe Uber should change their name to, Suber. It'd be a lot easier to remember that way. Okay, listen, I'll catch you guys later. Great show. Thank you very much.
Okay, that's JFK Mike.
Hey, you know what, Dave, you should do sometime, and I do it on my show, particularly on Wednesdays, is the technology, or what we call technology in the yellow cab industry, is those 800 numbers for LaGuardia and JFK that gives you updates on the lots. And every Wednesday, when I dial those numbers live on the air, they're almost a day behind in giving the update.
Like, we've gotten that complaint, and I spoke about that complaint on the air, that somebody needs to update them. They have it there for the convenience of drivers, and it doesn't mean anything.
No, but they should even update the technology. Texas should go out to all yellow cab drivers saying LaGuardia Strip, JFK Strip, in real time. Because even if they give you the update is at 8 o'clock, the next update is at 9 o'clock. But with the new technology and Google Maps and everything, you know, we get everything, traffic, in real time. So we should have in real time what's going on at Kennedy, what's going on at LaGuardia, that these texting, or we should be able to go to a website with our phones when we go out.
Wouldn't it be nice on the meter, on the DIM system? The DIM system, folks, is the driver information monitor. Wouldn't it be nice if on the DIM system you pressed the button and it showed you waiting time at both LaGuardia and JFK? Wouldn't that be just a simple way to do it?
Yeah.
You know, come on. We know that everybody works hard for a living, but I'm sure there's an extra, 10 seconds every half hour for somebody in the booths over there at the holding lots to enter the information. Right. Joe, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Yes, Dave. I didn't catch the whole show last week with Mr. Higgins, but
you can get the podcast on WOR710. Scroll down to Taxi Dave, click on it, and all the podcasts are there.
Thank you, Dave. But so I don't know if he mentioned, but correct me if I'm wrong. I believe 3 or 4 years ago there was a lawsuit with the black car industry suing the city when Halo came about and was getting into the yellow taxis. And a lawyer for the city said e-hail for the yellow cabs is not prearrangement. Okay?
You are absolutely right.
Thank you. And I'm not a lawyer, but I did take a constitutional law class in college about 45 years ago. And from what I remember...
Continuing education now?
That's called legal precedent. Now, I'm wondering if hopefully that would come about in the current case, and this lawyer could be subpoenaed and testify as to what was said. That sets a legal precedent, you know.
Politicians supporting injustice, you know, somehow, some way, when statements like the one you just made are actually in court papers, actually in the papers, and I don't know if this happened, but the judges don't address that, the substance in the lawsuit. They just address, well, the TLC has the right to make regulations. You know, motion denied.
Yeah. Yeah, it's unbelievable.
It's interesting how the system works. And, you know, we'll have Todd Higgins back on another time as we get...
Thank you. And also, Dave, perhaps we can get a clarification from the State Department of Motor Vehicles. I believe we're only allowed to have a registration sticker and a state inspection sticker and our windshields. And there's an abundance of illuminated U's in the Uber cars' windshields. Should be illegal.
Anything that obstructs the field of vision is against the law.
Well, if it's in the windshield, to me, that obstructs the field of vision. And they're acting like roof lights and TLC.
Yeah, but NYPD, they don't want to give anybody tickets except yellow cabs because it looks nice to the public. You know,
yeah
you're the guys who went partners with the city. You bought a medallion at auction for whatever it was, $800,000. The city's your partner, and now we're going to give you summonses all day. Oh, you work for that other company where you didn't buy a medallion, but you're picking up street hails? In fact, people putting their hands up, you're stopping and picking them up in the street illegally? Oh, we're not going to give you any tickets. You know, oh, windshield? Yeah, put whatever you want in the windshield. You have a newspaper by accident on your dashboard, you get a summons. The stupidest thing I've ever heard. Illuminated or not illuminated. You're blocking the windshield, you should get a summons for it. Okay? And somebody should stand up and support justice, not idly support injustice. When we come back, we'll take some more of your phone calls. I'm Taxi Dave, and I'm not a happy camper right now. We got the Super Bowl on. We had a snowstorm last week. You know, John, maybe we will have an earthquake next Sunday. Stay tuned for more of the Taxi Dave Show.
If the relationship that you have with your bank is the third teller from the left, then maybe it's time to rethink your relationships. At Melrose Credit Union, they believe you should get much more from a banking relationship. That's why they provide their members with a business services specialist, a dedicated individual who takes the time to get to know you and who is responsible for handling every single interaction you have with the credit union. So you can continue to wait for teller number three or head over to Melrose Credit Union. They look forward to getting to know you.
Different Insurance Company is located at 3601 43rd Avenue in Long Island City, New York. Hereford has served the for-hire industry for over 20 years. We are very proud to meet your commercial auto, workers' compensation, and fire, theft, and collision needs. Please visit our website for additional information at HerefordInsurance.com, www.HerefordInsurance.com, or contact us at 718-361-9191. Hereford Insurance, we help move New York. And a reminder from Member Brokerage Service, it's now insurance renewal time. Stop by soon to review your rates. Their licensed professionals will review your policy and your options and get the discounts and get you the lowest possible rates. Renew early. Stop by Member Brokerage inside the Melrose Credit Union at Queens Boulevard, 139-30, Queens Boulevard by Hillside Avenue. Not only do you get great service, but hot coffee and a free gift. You can also call them at 718-523-1300. Get your insurance from a broker with endurance. Member Brokerage, a Melrose Credit Union service organization, the home of Taxi Dave. My father drove a yellow cab with Neil Greenbaum's father, Andy, who was the founder of All Taxi Management. FHV drivers, you can drive a yellow cab if you join the All Taxi family. Drive yellow and earn green. All Taxi Management is located at 4125 36th Street in Long Island City, and that's conveniently located near the 7 train. All Taxi is the leader in taxi leasing, run by third-generation taxi experts. And for no money down, you can own a new 2016 hybrid or a great used vehicle. Whether you want to drive full-time, a day shift, or night shift, work with the folks who have a great reputation. All Taxi Management, 718-361-0055.
Trucking, got my chips cashed in. Keep trucking, like the dude of man together. More or less in line, just keep trucking home, 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 home.
Taxi Dave Show is back. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. The New York City area airports had a record number of passengers last year. Okay? An increase of 7 million from 2014 to 2015. 7 million. You know, it takes, John, 11 days and 11 nights to count to 1 million. You know that?
But why am I at the JFK lot for 3 hours waiting for those extra 7 million? There's something wrong with those numbers.
Well, like, you know, it's interesting because somebody had sent me pictures of signs about 2 weeks ago that said the yellow taxis are experiencing longer than usual waiting times. Come to this desk for alternative methods of transportation. So before you get to the taxi lot, they're picking you off with signs, and other people are telling me that there are people inside, not with signs saying, you know, you need a trip to the city, but going to the taxi lines went for the people who get there and saying, hey, I got a good car for you right over here. And then he picks up his cell phone, calls a guy who's 2 minutes away, and they come and pick him up. So, you know, it's a little different than it was before with the individuals. They have teams doing this and signs working against the yellow taxi drivers right there.
We're battling on all fronts, man.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. If you can believe this, according to Bill de Blasio, the Citibank program made the 10th million trip. Okay? The 10th million trip. 24% increase in 2015 from 8 million to 10 million in 2015. Additionally, there are now an additional 2,400 bicycles and 138 docking stations that were added during the year. And the system will include, by 2017, the whole system will have 12,000 bicycles and exceed 700 docking stations by the end of next year. And New York City officials, they lauded the system for helping to curb car traffic. Did you hear that, Johnny? The bicycles help to curb car traffic. Even though it's difficult to gauge the impacts on air pollution or climate, but supposedly, you know, bicycles don't cause any traffic. You know, you drive on the streets. Do those guys in the bicycle lanes help traffic?
No, they help with us getting tickets, dropping off and picking up, and where they put the docking station literally takes away from parking spots that cars could park and do business in the city. You know, this thing here, how many hipsters are living in Williamsburg that they need all these bicycles all around Manhattan? I mean, come on.
Let's take a caller, and then we'll read some news. Michael, you're on the Taxi Dave Show.
Good evening, Taxi Dave.
Good evening.
I want to start my call, but I want to say shame on Mayor de Blasio and the commissioner of TLC for actually shielding Uber. Because what Uber is doing, they don't care about the few drivers of Uber that they might won't be able to drive. They're killing the taxi industry. Because with our minimum fare, $30, we can't make it no more. Like you said, we can only take so many fare in the hour. So we can't ask for a raise. Our mortgage on our medallion is not getting lower. So we are being driven out of business slowly. And the city is covering that. And I don't understand anybody that has 1% IQ that can say, I'm going to lower the price 15%, but you're going to make more money. You're going to make more money if you can go faster. But if you crawl at 8 miles an hour and 5 miles an hour, you're not going to make more money. And we all are dying slowly, and nobody is saying anything. And well, when we made that demonstration on the bridge, there was not a single media company, not a TV, not a newspaper that reporting anything about us. When Uber drivers demonstrated this past week, every single station you turned, you know, they were on the news. So there is still deliberate things against the cab drivers to completely kill the yellow cab. And it seems Mayor de Blasio is not as honest as he show, as he tried to be. He's a fake mayor. I'm sorry to say it.
Well, tell us how you really feel, Mike. Thanks for calling the Taxi Dave Show. What could I say? You know, also the Assembly passed this proposal to give the state the most expansive family leave policy in the country, Unpaid Family Leave Act. Okay, I won't get into it, but you can take paid time off from working up to 12 weeks for care for family members, bond with a new child, or address certain issues arising from a family member's military service. Just to let you know. John McDonough, one last time, tell us, how do they get tickets? How do they get tickets for cab?
Well, if people want to follow when I do
John,
the other
I have
show,
no time. Tell me, how do we get tickets for Cab Activists?
Cabdivis, go to Facebook, Cabdivis, or Twitter, and go to thecelltheater.org for Thursday, February 25th at 7 o'clock. You've heard a lot of sad stories. You'll hear happy stories at the Cell Theater.
I want to thank all my callers. Thank all our listeners. Don't watch the Super Bowl. Hey, taxi, get me out of here, please. Don't drink and drive.
Will I beg, steal, or borrow?
This has been a podcast from WOR.